This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, the telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air this morning. Don't forget, you can learn more about Class Financial on their website, classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss. Also, of course, listen back to this and previous shows, podcasts, and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a once-a-week email that you receive. It's got a link to, of course, the most recent podcast, as well as a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Again, you can subscribe right online at KlossFinancial.com. And joining us this week are CJ Kloss and Nate Breeby. CJ, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Nice to talk to you, Sean.
Great to talk with you. Nate, welcome back to the program. It's been a little while.
Yeah, hi, Sean. Happy to be back.
It's great to have both of you, and we are always talking about really important and really interesting topics, and this week we're going to be talking about withdrawal rate, which I think for a lot of folks is one of those big, big questions and a lot of times a big, big fear, and we're going to talk about some of the things to keep in mind, of course, with longevity and other questions. Speaking of questions, of course, this week, like every week, we'll be doing a Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Starbucks from our friends at Kloss Financial. Little tip, and we'll tell you a little bit later also how to win it, but a little tip is if you listen closely to the program, oftentimes, well, it's about every time, the question and answer come up during the show, gives you a little leg up on everybody else. So pay close attention to the program. We'll be doing that Kloss Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later on in the show. And before we get talking about the withdrawal rate and the safe withdrawal rate, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and get the question and answer there as well, Nate.
Yeah, thanks. Actually, I'll go over this quickly. Right. No worries. Hey, well, first off, I think we introduced this concept of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week about 5 years ago now, Sean. And listen, the whole intent of this is to get people kind of listening, paying attention, and hopefully retaining some of this information, and for us just to have a little bit of fun and do a little giveaway. So thank you to everybody who participates and calls in for these Kloss Quiz Questions of the Week each week. So our winner this last week was actually Richard from DeForest, and he accurately answered the question from last week, which was, which pension choice will provide my spouse with the same monthly benefit if I should pass away? Is it 100% joint and survivor or single life pension? And Richard accurately answered, it is the 100% joint and survivor. So make sure you listen to this week's question, which will come up at the end of the show, and then call in to win that prize.
Fantastic. So as we talk about this week and the conversation about proper withdrawal rates, it's an important conversation. I know we get a lot of questions on this, also a lot of times Social Security questions as well. Anything is open this morning. Love to get you on the air with CJ and Nate. The telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number at the office, 608-442-5637. And the number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. This week, again, we are going to be talking about the proper retirement withdrawal rate in retirement. And I've got to guess, Nate, that it's important since folks are living longer, aren't we?
Yeah, yes. Determining how much you can withdraw from your portfolio is absolutely critical as you enter retirement. Especially as life expectancy continues to increase, the number one fear retirees have is running out of money. So now this is an incredibly complex and difficult question to answer because there are so many factors that are unique to your own situation. But rest assured, there is an answer for you. So there are four key factors to consider when determining your initial withdrawal rate. The first is your age. So what age will you retire and pull funds out of your account? So someone who retires at age 65 could withdraw more than someone who retires at 50 because their life expectancy is shorter. The second is also absolutely key as well, having spending flexibility. So being able to adjust your distributions if your portfolio declines significantly, so think 20% or more, is absolutely critical. So research has actually shown that this alone can increase your withdrawal rate by as much as 30 to 40%. And third, being mindful of sequence of return risk. So it's all well and good if your portfolio averages 5 to 6% over your retirement, but when you receive positive or negative returns matter a lot. Research has shown, and once again, that the returns you receive in the first 5 years of retirement matter more than the next 30 years of returns combined. So let that sink in.
Really? Very interesting.
And fourth, if you're assuming inflation-adjusted spending or nominal spending. So if you are adjusting your withdrawals for inflation each year, that would substantially reduce the initial recommended withdrawal in favor of larger payments in the future. So knowing all these factors, the question becomes, well, what is considered a safe withdrawal rate, right? If I want to be the absolutely sure. The idea here is to balance taking out enough money to live comfortably, but not depleting your retirement savings prematurely. So the widely publicized safe withdrawal rate for a 30-year retirement with inflation adjustments is 4% of your initial balance. This rate came from examining historical sequences of inflation and market returns, and this ended up being the 1968 retiree, for those who care to know. However, this rate could be too conservative and leave spending on the table. This same research has also shown that in 96% of these sequences, the retiree would actually have 100% of their starting balance remaining at death if they follow the rule. So this speaks to how important it is to having spending flexibility in your plan. So just being prepared to make small adjustments, honestly, only 10% or less of adjustments. Otherwise, you have to use a rate that is so conservative to account for the historical worst case sequence, which coincidentally enough only has a 4% chance of occurring. So for context, the average safe withdrawal rate over this period was closer to 7%.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Nate Breeby, of course, of Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about them all online. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. And if you've got a question for Nate and CJ, I'd love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. So is there a, like, what would we do for like a reasonable withdrawal rate so we don't run out of money?
Yeah. So as Nate was talking about there, there's been some research done to show, you know, that range of about a 4% withdrawal rate, assuming inflation adjustments over a 30-year retirement, yada, yada, yada. But as Nate kind of already is hinting at it, what your withdrawal rate should be, or what you should assume the withdrawal rate to be, really depends upon a lot of different factors. So as a matter of fact, we've talked about this on the show, we love rules of thumb and we hate rules of thumb because people often come in and say, I listen to your show and like, I'm going to do 4%. And then it turns out they're retiring at like 40 and we go, that's not going to work. And then they go, oh, I'm, you know, abiding by your rule of thumb and I'm going to take out 4% and I'm 90 years old. And we go, oh, that's terrible. So long story short, there's a lot of things that can change this withdrawal rate. Let me give you some examples of why these rules of thumb are dangerous. Let's say you retire at 60, but 5 years into retirement, your mortgage is going to be paid off. And so to live comfortably, you need to take 7% out for 5 years. But then once your mortgage is paid off, it's going to go down to 3%. A lot of people will not retire because of that initial withdrawal rate being too high. They go, I don't have enough money. Whereas Nate and I can run actually financial planning scenarios over an entire retirement and say, no, that 7%, 8%, even 9% early distribution may not cause you to run out of money as long as it doesn't persist for a 30-year time frame. A second factor would be if you retire at 60 versus 65, you may have a more expensive health insurance plan, right? A lot of people know this. If you don't get to Medicare eligibility, you're going to be taking COBRA often, which is an extension of your workplace health insurance, or you're going to get on the Affordable Care Act. Well, these can be quite expensive premiums. But again, that's not a lifetime expensive premium. Once you get onto Medicare, your premiums come down. So the point we're making here is be ever so cautious with these rules of thumb. They're only as good as the people who understand how to apply them. And if that's you, God bless you. I'm so happy for you. But if it's not, you may want to pause, sit down with a financial planner who can actually run these scenarios for you, different what ifs, ways you want to live in retirement, traveling in retirement, just to give you a really good sense of all the different variables. So Nate already mentioned this, but you do want to be really cautious with these different factors like age, time horizon, how much you have in stocks versus bonds, how much other kind of guaranteed income sources you have. And one other just quick little factor, a lot of times people will go, well, I'm just only going to take what I earn. And I go, good luck. If you're only going to take what you earn and you get 10% in a year and you pull all that out, what if you go down the next year? Are you going to reimburse your account? Right? It doesn't work. So you've got to come up with some sort of systematic withdrawal rate, unless, of course, you're just going to buy all annuities or CDs, which some people do. But that can be tricky as well because of a lack of flexibility. So listen, I didn't make up the rules. I actually wish retirement planning was easier. But here in the United States, we have the joy of freedom and flexibility, but it comes with a huge amount of responsibility that falls on the individual. And unfortunately, these are things you only get to do once. So you want to make sure you're doing it the right way.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Nate Breeby. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Speaking of phone numbers, if you want to get on the air this morning, we'd love to hear from you. The telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Nate and CJ. Of course, we love getting those questions and love answering them right here on the show. We'll take your call next. We'll also talk a little bit more about cash flow as we plan for retirement versus pre-retirement. We'll have the details on that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Nate Breeby, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for CJ or Nate, love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you right on the program. Don't forget you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website. And of course, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking about figuring out the proper retirement withdrawal rate when it comes to planning for retirement. So I've got to guess how much cash flow or income we should plan for retirement versus pre-retirement is a pretty important conversation, isn't it, CJ?
It is, yeah. So again, this can be tricky. We'll give you some rules of thumb, but everybody remembers what I said in the prior segment. We both love and hate rules of thumb because they can be misapplied very easily. But a rule of thumb is that it's likely you will need about 70% to 100% of your pre-retirement income when you retire, because most people don't want to reduce their lifestyle in retirement. However, goodness gracious, I know Nate is sitting there going, yeah, but. That's right. There's a lot of buts to this, because in reality, what if you pay off your mortgage right before you retire? Or what if you're putting $25,000 into your 401k plan before you retire? What if you have a expensive health insurance premium through you know, your employment income? Or finally, like you have a FICA tax, which is Social Security and Medicare, that actually comes out of your earnings. That does not typically come out of any source of income in retirement. So you got to be cautious with these numbers. That's the reason why we give this kind of range. But here's the idea. Typically speaking, people don't want to experience a reduction of their lifestyle in retirement. We hear this over and over again, which is, hey, how do you want to live in retirement? And they go, I don't know. And we go, well, do you want to live a similar lifestyle? And they go, definitely. Basically, I want to live a similar lifestyle and maybe have a little bit of a budget for travel to see the kids and grandkids. So that's a common response, but therefore we need to actually drill down to what you are spending, not what your gross income is. Those are two very different things. So again, we would caution people doing we call it the poor man's financial planning. It's the I make 100 grand a year. CJ's rule of thumb was 70 would do 100%. So I need to make sure I have 100,000 of income in retirement. And often that is way off from reality. Often you might only need 60,000 or 70,000 because of those differences I was mentioning. So also keep in mind that average length of retirement, according to Forbes, is 18 years. So you kind of want to be aware of, hey, if I retire at 65 or 62, what is my expected length of retirement? According to Forbes, the average is 18. And men on average retire at 65, whereas women are a little bit earlier at 62. So you want to be aware of the length of that retirement can also have a big impact on how much you will need to support yourself.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Nate Berbe, of Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. So, Nate, how much cash flow or income should we plan then for retirement versus our pre-retirement income?
Well, yeah, we're talking about RMDs next year. That's all right. So when we get to age 73 or 75, actually, we'll talk about that in a second. But basically, there does come a point in time where there are minimums that do have to come out of your pre-tax retirement account. Unless you are still working, there are a few exceptions. So why does the IRS require you to take some money out? Well, for pre-tax retirement accounts, your contributions and your earnings have been growing tax deferred for several years. So the IRS is not just going to let you defer taxes indefinitely, and they are going to require you to take out a certain amount each year and be taxed. So special note, there's no required minimum distributions on Roth accounts unless you inherit the account. So like I said, this age does kind of depend on when you were born. So this just changed at the end of last year, actually. So for those born between 1951 and 1959, your RMD age is 73, which, yes, used to be age 70 and a half. And then 2 years ago, maybe it was increased to 72. So now it's 73. Further complexity arises with those born in 1960 or later, your RMD age is 75. So how this works is basically, your first RMD must be distributed no later than April 1st of the year following the year you turn either 73 or 75, depending on your situation. And then every year thereafter, it must be distributed by the end of each calendar year. So talking about the size of your RMD, that's going to be determined by the year-end balance of your retirement account from the preceding year. This value is then divided by a life expectancy factor listed on the Uniform Life Table published by the IRS. And for most individuals, this will amount to roughly 3.78% of their previous year's closing balance. Now, you may say, well, what if I don't need the money? Well, so if you don't need this distribution and you're charitably minded, a qualified charitable distribution is an excellent option. A QCD is a tax-advantaged way to donate that results in a powerful above-the-line deduction. QCDs can actually begin at age 70 and a half, so definitely be aware of that. And they don't require you to itemize your deduction. So this is huge. Those that have just done their taxes and probably didn't itemize and got frustrated, this is absolutely applies to pretty much everyone over the age of 70 and a half. Finally, the amount, you can do up to $100,000 per year per individual. And this is key directly to the charity. So you have to work with your current IRA custodian. And it just is IRAs, it's not 401ks, and have them send the check directly to the charity. And that's how you get to have the deduction and not pay taxes on the distribution.
Really nice tool to make use of there for sure, if it's something that you're able to do and would like to do. Really, really good stuff. Talking this week with CJ Kloss and Nate Berbe, of course, of Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all online, and listen back to podcasts. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll take it down the home stretch. We'll talk liquidity. We'll talk emergency savings as well. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Nate Bribee and CJ Klaus this morning. Of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Check them out online. Now you can listen back to the podcast. You can learn more about Klaus Financial. They're separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. That all at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we will do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Starbucks. Before we get to that, we are still in the thick of it. Some really important conversation we are having this morning about proper withdrawal rate and how do you figure that out. And I've got to guess you want to make that retirees want to make sure they have liquidity as well as emergency savings in their accounts as well, correct?
Absolutely. And this goes back to sequence of return risk. So the last thing you want to do is to have to sell shares when your account is declining. So that's why it's important to have a buffer in your account of cash and short-term bonds to meet your spending needs. And the exact size of this buffer will depend on your distribution rate and may actually be larger in the first few years of retirement when sequence risk is at its peak. And so you also want to make sure you have an emergency fund outside of your retirement account, especially if you are under 59 and a half. Many distributions under this age would be classified as non-qualified distributions and can result in a 10% penalty. So retirement accounts are great for that, saving for retirement, but down payments on homes, car loans, helping the kids with college, you know, maybe better use saved for in simpler vehicles, such as just a traditional savings account at your bank. Outside of liquidity within your retirement account, also having that emergency fund for short-term living expenses. And we always hear the length of time here, 3 to 6 months of expenses in there. And if that's too difficult or you don't want to go through the process of determining your expenses, just consider using your net income per month. So if you clear $5,000 a month, well, you should be having anywhere from $15,000 to $30,000 in your savings, right? That's better than just coming up with a number. That's a good way to kind of narrow it down for you. And you may have to reduce your savings in your retirement account to create that liquidity outside of the retirement account, especially if you are young and just starting to save for retirement. You got to be careful putting too much of your funds in a retirement account that you can't touch for 20 or 30 years without penalty. And finally, I'm going to use a bad word here, Sean, but you may have to edit it out, but you may have to use create a budget. systematically set up savings plans into a savings account. Otherwise, we're all guilty of humans. And if we have $500 extra, we're going to spend it. Well, we want to make sure when that paycheck comes in, we automatically transfer over some to savings to plan for some other short-term needs.
That very important. Yeah, that budget word, and I always like to hear it, but it is so very
You scare
important.
Me there for a moment, Nate. I'm like, edit it out. What is he about to say?
See Autumn over there with her finger on the button just in case. And real quick before we get the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, CJ, I know one of the things you've talked about in the past, too, is, you know, we always treat emergency situations like they were unexpected. Emergencies are part of life, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. It's always something we chuckle about, especially young people will often say, gosh, I would have done better this year and had more money in savings or more in my 401k if it wasn't for my needing to replace my brakes. And I go, huh, those things typically need to be replaced on a pretty consistent schedule. Right? Yes. So how we define emergencies in our brains also tends to kind of change over time. So yes, Sean, you are correct. Emergencies are not an if, they're a when. And so ultimately these reserves that we talk about are not optional. You have to have these reserves in place. Otherwise, you will end up with credit card debt, and that's a whole different problem.
And we've done shows on that as well. So speaking of all the great information, of course, a fantastic show this week. There's a lot of great shows up for you online right now. If you head on over to klausfinancial.com, you'll see the little green bar that says Money in Motion Podcast. Click here to listen. Do just that. You can listen back to this and previous shows as well. You know, of course, on the mornings, you tend to step out, maybe you're dropping the kiddos or grandkids off at school, running out to grab some coffee, you missed part of the program. You can always listen back or get caught up at klausfinancial.com. klaas.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. While you're there, you can learn more about Klaas Financial. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Speaking of their number, time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You want to hold on to that telephone number because in just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Klaas Quiz Question Week is this: true or false, when you begin to take money from your retirement accounts, you will likely pay income tax on the amount distributed. Whew. The telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Starbucks.
I'm going to start using that, distributed.
I know. I'm saying it like
the wrong emphasis. The emphasis was put on the wrong syllable.
Exactly. See, this CJ is why you guys don't have me working at Klaas Financial. Little slip ups like, wait, what? Yeah, so it's, again, great chance to win a $25 gift card to Starbucks. Again, the question this week, true or false, when you begin to take money from your retirement account, you will likely pay income tax on amount distributed. Telephone number 608-442-5637. That's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. Guys, we always have way too much fun. You enjoy this day, and we'll talk real soon.
Thanks, Sean.
And again, the website. Sean. Take care, Nate. Again, the website, klaasfinancial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. News is next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.